Healthcare spending was the defining issue of the 2015 Florida legislative session. It was also the undoing of the session. Lawmakers will get to do a do-over beginning Monday when they convene for a special session on the budget. But at this point, lawmakers appear no closer to an agreement on health spending than they were 2 weeks ago. On Tuesday, Senate President Andy Gardner offered a revamped proposal to offer health coverage to 800,000 Floridians. But the House and Governor Scott have said they want no part of any sort of Medicaid expansion in Florida. For a closer look, we turn to Dr. Susan McManus, a political science professor at the University of South Florida, and William Wendy March, who covered the Florida legislative session for the Associated Press.
Well, it has to do with an impasse over health care and the budget between the House on one side and the somewhat slightly less conservative Senate on the other side. To get down into the nitty-gritty details of it, the Senate is in favor of expanding health care for low-income people under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The House opposes that. Whether that's done or not affects, of course, how the budget is put together, and the result of this is neither side would give an inch. They arrived at an impasse. And the result was they were unable to agree on a budget.
Now, the Senate plan is not a true Medicaid expansion. It does rely on federal money, but it would go into private plans in Florida. Isn't it sort of a kind of a Medicaid expansion?
It's kind of a Medicaid expansion. It's aimed at helping the same kind of people that straight Medicaid expansion would help. But the Senate partisans of that plan will insist to you that no, it is not Obamacare, and no, it is not Medicaid expansion. It's a program that uses private insurance that people could buy through a state-run exchange, and it has work requirements and requirements for copays and premiums that Medicaid doesn't have.
So the patients would have some skin in the game on that.
That's the idea.
Speaker Chris Ifoli said that most Floridians don't care for this expansion. They don't want Medicaid expansion. Was he on the mark with that, or is he overstating a resistance to Obamacare in Florida?
Well, Obamacare nationally and in Florida has never had a majority of the electorate say that they support it, but it's been around 50% or so, 52%. The problem is that you can make those claims, but the polls have been all over the map, and the wording that's used can create different results.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we haven't seen any consistent, clearly worded polling that reflects the choices on the table.
Wendy March, back in the Don Gates, Will Weatherford days, Speaker Weatherford was totally against Medicaid expansion. And so President Don Gates pretty much said, hey, if it's not going to fly in the House, why even bother taking it up in the Senate? Now, this time, the Senate did not capitulate. Why the difference this time?
Well, it's just a matter of the opinions of the president of the Senate, Andy Gardner, and his estimation of the opinions of the members of the Senate and what they ought to do. Late in the session, both sides, both Senate President Andy Gardner and House Speaker Steve Crisafulli, held meetings with their Republican caucus members, who are, of course, the majority in each House, to line their troops up, to whip them into line behind their respective positions. Neither side would give an inch. For the House, that maintains the position that they've had for the past couple of sessions. For the Senate to insist this strongly on the issue is what's new and different. And my suspicion is that you'll see the Senate cave in the special session.
William Wendy March covered the Florida legislative session for the Associated Press, and Dr. Susan McManus teaches political science at the University of South Florida. For more coverage of the upcoming special session with an eye on healthcare, visit our website, healthnewsflorida.org.